Hello and welcome back to Laundry Day. Yes, this is a podcast that I created to actually throw in a load of laundry that I really dread doing while doing something also productive and internet-y. I'd like to let everyone know that I had a heck of a morning. I woke up to a storm flooding outside, and my dog is a poodle and doesn't want to get his hair wet. So instead, he decided to poop in the hallway. Remember that detail. Not noticing, I ate my breakfast and I kept feeling things kind of crawling on me. I thought it was just like a hair. I have a lot of hair, so I feel that feeling a lot. After 30 minutes of this, I looked down only to see ants all over me, all over my house. They also didn't want to get their hair wet. Understandable, at least to my dog. And I got up, I grabbed a vacuum cleaner and started to suck those babies up. And I stepped in dog poop from before, remember? And my dog pooped in the hallway. I will now be going back to bed until tomorrow. I'm going to try again tomorrow. As you all know, I always share a random fact of the day. Today's random fact is this. The Scots have a word for that panicky hesitation that you get when you can't remember someone's name. It's called tartle. Tartle. And that actually tricks out to me. I'm trying to keep my episodes interesting and not drag them out so long, so let's just hit the magic button, beep, and skip to the good part. We have a special guest today, so we're skipping, we're going. It's time for some laundromat gossip. This week, our special guest is sort of a house name. If you're a fan of the show American Idol, it's safe to assume that you're probably just as in love with our guest as I am. He's a widely recognized singer-songwriter known for his adorable catchphrase, wig, which Katy Perry took a liking to on the show. With currently over 200,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, over a million streams on his single Sugar Daddy Auntie, and over 300,000 adoring fans on TikTok, I cannot wait to introduce you all to Noah Davis. Noah, hi!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You're looking adorable today.
Thank you.
I've been following your career for quite a while now, so I'm really excited to be talking to you. I loved you on Idol, but as like a fellow TV musician, I of course know that your real claim to fame wasn't Idol, but it's what you do with the exposure thereafter. And you're
for sure
killing it right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Ugh, I've been having so much fun.
You look like you're having fun. Did I just see that your new single is at number 46 on iTunes pop charts? Did I see that? Is that correct?
Yeah, it actually like it peaked at number 32 on the pop charts on iTunes. Yeah, so that was really exciting. I was so excited. Like, I know a lot of people like try to get people to go out and buy it on iTunes so they can chart. I didn't even expect it. Honestly, my friends text me, they're like, "You are on the iTunes charts." I was like, "No, I am not." And they're like, "Send me a screenshot." And I was like, "Oh, well, there you go. Period."
No way. Oh, that's so cool. Well, tell me about your new single. It's called Flowers. Did you co-write this or how did this come about? Tell me. I want to know everything, the process.
Well, actually, I was at an adorable writing camp. I forget where it was, like an hour and a half north of LA. I forget like the exact place, but it was at a winery. And some friends invited me to this writing camp. So we just spent a week writing songs, drinking wine, having a good time. You know, it was like a little vacation. But the first night we were at this camp, I was riding with a friend of mine, Jack Newsome, and Casey Cook, and another friend, Darius Coleman. And we were just kind of like vibing. We had been drinking a lot of wine, and the people who like ran the house brought us some like wine slushies to sip on while we were riding. Mm. And he started playing the chords. I was like, oh my God, like what if it was like flowers? But all I came up with flowers. And they were like, oh my God, yeah. So it was just like it kind of wrote itself pretty quick, but it was just a very fun song. And then I left the camp and I was like, how would we feel if I took that song because I'm obsessed? And they were like, yes, please. So I was so excited that they were going to allow me to have our little baby and put it out. And it was really exciting.
Well, I love it. And I have to agree, sex is better than flowers. So
yeah.
I'm with you. Like,
yeah, every
I
time.
Heard it and I was like, yes, this is correct. All facts here.
I love that. All facts, no printer, baby.
Exactly. Well, amazing. Well, you're a gay icon, if I do say so myself. I was doing a little internet stalking and I saw that you told Just Jared that you dated a woman one time. Are you dating anyone right now? Like, tell us, what's the tea?
Not you outing me as a former heterosexual. Oh my
Sorry,
God.
We have to.
But it's so funny.
We talked before this about a scandal and like now this is it. Did I out you?
Did you guys know Noah dated a woman? How dare. No, that's so funny. It was so sweet. It was my like first girlfriend. I was in like the ninth grade and we dated for like a year. Her name was Morgan. She was very sweet, very nice girl, but obviously it didn't work out. I'm not dating anybody right now. I feel like it's too much effort, you know? Like, I just think I think for myself on a daily basis, and then, like, if I had to think, like, oh, I want to go to this party, wait, I have to text my boyfriend and see, like, what they're doing, that would just, like, really ruin my vibe, you know? I just, like, don't know if I want to deal with that right now. So
live your best life. Yeah, I mean, I'm with, like, you. I'm married, and it is a lot of work. So
much work. I went out to dinner last night with some married friends, and I was just like, how? Like, how does that even work? You're just married for what? Like, explain that part. Like,
oh my gosh, I love you. Well, back to my internet stalking. I saw that you actually lost 100 pounds on your TikTok.
Yeah.
We're a body positive podcast here.
Cute.
And I just have to say that that is, like, so amazing. Did you set out to do that? Was this, like, an accident? Did you wake up and you're like, I'm skinny, oh my God.
I know. No,
like, what happened?
It kind of was like that. It kind of was just, like, an accident. Honestly, like, I lived in Arkansas before I moved to LA, and it's just, like, a very, like, slow lifestyle, you know, like, the nearest place to, like, go hang out is a 30 minute drive. So it's like, but when I moved to LA, it was just, like, a dramatic change in lifestyle. I was constantly on the go. I walked to the grocery store instead of drive to the grocery store, because it's only, like, 5 minutes down the road, you know, like, these types of things. And I just feel like because of, like, the LA lifestyle, it just kind of, like, happened. And I was like, okay, like, period.
You're not about to tell me that walking to the grocery store is the secret.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding. I also don't drink. I, like, stopped drinking, like, sodas. I don't drink sodas hardly ever. Like, once in a blue moon, I'll have a soda.
That is, I hear that a lot. I don't drink very much soda, but I, a lot of people say that, like, just cut out soda or alcohol. Of course, it would be easier to cut out soda.
That could be a big thing, because I don't drink alcohol either. Like, literally, it's, like, a thing. Like, if I'm drinking, my friends all point out, they're like, oh my God, you're having a drink? And I'm like, yes. I'm usually smoking. I'm more of a smoker, but maybe
that LA lifestyle,
too.
Huh?
I know. Maybe all these things combined are the reason that it happened.
Wait, have you gone to the restaurant that, I think it's in LA, that is, like, a smoke restaurant?
It's in WeHo. I haven't gone yet, but it's, like, everything there is infused, and it's, like, you can smoke in there. Yeah, I want to go. That would be iconic.
I guess I'm on smoke talk, because I see that a lot.
I love that.
Is that what that means to me?
I try to get myself on, like, smoke talk, but, like, to no avail. I'm like, show me the stoners. I want to see them.
Well, it's weird for me. I live in Nashville, so I live in Tennessee, where this is smoke lifestyle is, like, not a thing, or it's, like, hush hush. So how I got on smoke talk, I don't know. Like, I was just lucky, but I saw that restaurant and I was like, that's innovative.
Innovation that excites. Yeah. I love that. I want to go. I should visit. You've inspired me to look into it now.
Yes. Well, let me know how it is. Your TikTok, by the way, is, it's based a lot around songwriting, which I think is amazing. I tip my hat always to artists who can make it and go viral off of songwriting, because it's not easy in a covers world, as we know, as singers. Yeah. If you had to pick a favorite song that you've written, what song would you pick?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Tea will always hold a special place in my heart, because I wrote it at, like, early on in my, like, artist career, and, like, I didn't know very many people, and it was, like, the first time I worked with these guys named Matt and Austin, and they ended up, like, almost all of this, I guess I'm gonna out this, I'm releasing an album.
Oh my gosh, wait! Oh,
wait, when does this podcast go live?
Tuesday? What day even is it right now? Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, so next Tuesday.
Okay, period.
I can cut that out.
No, it's fine, because I'll have announced it by then, but the album is coming out October 1st, so it's coming out in, like, two weeks.
Did I get the exclusive?
You might
here on Laundry Day, you heard it first.
Exclusive! I love that. But no, all the songs on this album that I'm releasing in a couple weeks have been done, except for one, have been done by Matt and Austin, so it kind of started this, like, really, like, amazing relationship, and I just make my favorite art with them, so, like, Tea is the kind of the song that started it all, so... and it was, like, the first song that did really well on TikTok that gave me, like, a lot of fans waiting for the next one. So I think Tea is probably my favorite, just because it's so special.
Ooh, I do love that one, too. I was listening to all your music this morning while I was getting ready for this interview with my husband. We were both vibing. He's like, oh, is that Noah Davis? I was like, yeah, we're about to chat.
Yes, period.
Yeah, period, queen. Well, speaking of covers, I like to play games with my guests, so we're going to play a game. It's forced. Like, I didn't give you an option.
Sure,
you just have to play a game.
I love games,
and,
so.
Yes, perfect. Well, I want to play song association with you. So I'll just say a word and then you sing to me the first song that comes to mind.
Okay.
Okay? So warm up. Me, 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 me. All right, we're ready. Me, me. Okay. All right, young.
Young, dumb, and broke, young, dumb. I love that one, Khaled, right?
That's not what I was thinking. Okay, bad.
I may be bad, but I'm perfectly good, and it sticks in the air. I don't care, I love the smell of it.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but chains and whips excite me. Okay,
well, I was like 12 listening to that song fully into it. Like, whoa. Okay, what was the word?
Me too. I didn't even know what it was talking about. I actually listened to a few early 2000 songs recently with my best friend, and I was like, oh, what was it? I was like, is this about sex? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, what? I never knew. Like, I was bumping that. I was at a Christian school. I'm like bumping that at the Christian school. No wonder my mom was like, you can't listen to that.
Okay. Sorry for the okay. Chasing rabbits. What's the word?
Yes. Like.
Like.
I said I like it like that.
Yeah.
Baby. I don't know. That's the first one that came to my mind. The next one, stay.
I want you to stay.
You don't. Okay, extra credit is not necessary in the game. Okay, car.
You got a fast car. I got a ticket anywhere. Is that how it goes?
Been working at the convenience store.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe together we can.
That's like the only line of that song I know. That's amazing. How convenient.
Forever.
Forever. What's that dancey Chris Brown song? It's like forever. How does it go? And we'll dance forever, ever, ever, forever, ever. How does that one go?
I don't know. That's not what I was thinking of. I was thinking forever young. I want to be forever young.
Yeah, that's a good one. I should have done that one. Damn.
Girl,
I want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. I've already done that one.
Good one. No, but say you. No. Beautiful.
Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. How does it go?
I am beautiful.
No matter what they say. Yeah, that one.
Yes. Okay, two more. Down.
Baby, are you down and down?
We were thinking kind of the same era. I was thinking, we're going down in Italy.
Oh, what are the words to that song?
Sugar, we're going down swinging.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Crazy.
Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now.
Your love. Ah, I love it. Okay.
Come on,
I'm just going to ask you some random questions. Oh, you won. You won the game. You were not competing with anyone and you won. So congratulations.
So I love winning.
Okay. You're pretty tattooed. And I was reading your Just Jared thing and this got me into this. What is your favorite tattoo? Because that was like a year ago. You've probably had more since then.
Yeah. I just haven't done any press. Like, I've not sent any press out, which is like definitely my bad.
Dude, my last Just Jared is probably like 3 years old at this point. Who even knows what
like,
I said?
Literally,
like, I'm a different woman.
Like, it's been so long since I've like purposefully like searched out someone to write something about me that I don't even remember what these things are. Let's see. I just got these finger tats not long ago. And so my new favorite thing is when people like ask me, because like at a party in LA, like everyone's asking like, oh my God, like what sign are you? And I'm like, I'm a Taurus. It's on my middle finger. So that's my new favorite tattoo because it's come in handy so often lately.
Love it. I love that. Where are you from, by the way? And what is your family like? I saw you did a TikTok with your dad. Was that your dad?
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, Darren. Darren. He's a hoot and a holler, isn't he? I'm from Arkansas. So from down in the South. I lived there till I was 19. And then I like drove across the country, moved to LA at 19. But yeah, my family is, they're so supportive. They're so amazing. I actually grew up in church. My dad was the worship minister. My mom was the teen pastor. So it was like very, very conservative and very like, but I think that, you know, it's always when someone close to you is like a person that you thought that you didn't like or a person that you thought you weren't supposed to associate with, when it becomes someone close to you, it's like, it makes you take things into like a different perspective. And so like a lot of families would, you know, shun their child for coming out of the closet in the South. But my family did the exact opposite. They were like, well, first of all, they're like, we know. And I was like, period. Then second, I was like, that's amazing. Like, they were so supportive, and they're so supportive of my career. They love my music. That's a question I get all the time. Like, how do your parents feel about your music? And I'm like, they bump that shit, girl. Like, they like it. Like, they're into it. They're supportive. So I love my family.
I also grew up Christian and also in the church. And it's the same kind of thing with my parents. Is everyone was like, don't let your daughter go into the secular industry or whatever. And my parents are like, it's art. Like, why are you so pressed? It's literally art. And my daughter's making art, and let her speak about her experiences and like get over it. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. And my parents are still like so Christian. My mom is like the most adorable person ever. And I'm a Christian as well, but I'm like the edgy one. But my family, they were always supportive of it. They're like, speak your art, like tell the world what you've gone through and like go get them and get rich, baby.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I think they were just like, I mean, also music was just in my family. Like, music was just always around. My dad sang, my mom sang, my grandparents sang. You know, everyone was in music, so I was always singing. So I think that when I decided that I wanted to sing, I was like, I'm going to sing and I'm going to make it my career. I think they were like, oh, yeah, like, we could have seen this coming. You were always singing. So I think they're happy that I found, like, something that is going well and that I'm, like, succeeding at. That is also something that I'm passionate about, so it doesn't ever feel like I'm working, which is also really weird. My grandma's like, when's the last time you worked? I was like, I do not remember, actually. Like, the last time I physically worked a job that felt like a job, I don't remember.
What would you say is the highlight of your music career so far?
Oh, Lord. Honestly, like, just the people I've like met and that I get to like work with. I think it's just insane. Like, you know, like, you envision your, when you're young, you envision like the way your life is like gonna be and like how you want things to play out. And like, I would envision like, oh, like, I want to live in LA and I want to like be a singer and I want to be friends with other singers and just hang out with people who make music and like blah, blah, blah. And it seemed like a dream, like just a make-believe thing that I was like, do it as a kid, because everyone has that little dream they have that they think they can't accomplish. But I just look at my life and that's literally what I do. I just make art and I hang out with other artists and I like have fun and I like create and I share it with people. And like, it's just like such an honor to have people who want to listen. And I think like that's the biggest thing thus far, is just like having a group of people who want to listen and care about what I say. So I
agree. And it is so rewarding. It's so interesting. Like, us artists, of course we want to make money, but we really speak in a different monetary language, which is seeing people enjoy our art. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that. You can't compare that. You could get a fat paycheck, but it's not the same as seeing people like legitimately falling in love with your art. Yeah. And so I'm with you. I'm with you, sister. Okay. I share embarrassing stories here a lot on my podcast. Do you have any that come to mind?
I have a few embarrassing stories. I'm trying to like think of the best one.
Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot.
No, it's so fine, because so many embarrassing things happen to me all the time.
Me too. That's why I started putting it on my podcast. It's like healing.
Yeah. One time I was going on this, like, I was going on this Tinder date. I was supposed to go on this Tinder date. And the guy was like, he seemed super nice. And like, to be honest, you know those people on Tinder that you like accidentally match with, but then they like send you a nice message and you're like, oh, like, I'll talk. They seem really nice. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it happens to me all the time, because I like have ADHD. So I think way after I swipe. So I'll be like, no. And like, it just happens. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out, like, meet this guy. He was so nice and like whatever. Then I matched with this other guy who was so hot. He was so hot. I was like, oh my God, you're the hottest person I've ever seen in my whole entire life. And then he was like, do you want to go out tonight? I was like, oh, I already said yes to this other guy. So I was like, yes. And so I told the other guy, I was like, I'm so sorry. I have to I have to cancel, because this isn't like, I'm just like feeling, you know, under the weather tonight. Like, maybe we can reschedule. And he's like, okay, sure. So then I go to this other bar on, like, literally in a different part of town with this guy. And tell me why, not 5 minutes into walking into this bar, like 3 hours after I flaked on this guy, do I see the other guy walk into this bar on a complete other side of town. And I'm like, like literally standing at the bar with this other dude, and I'm just like, how am I gonna like, and it's like inevitable, like the way the space was set up, like when you walk into it, you have to like walk past the bar and then you go into like a room in the back. So like he was gonna like, there's no way that he's not gonna see me standing here. And to make it even worse, which I kind of respect homeboy for this, but he called me out. He called me out in front of the other Tinder date. And I was damn, like respect, but damn, really? He was like, oh, you look really under the weather. And the other guy was like, what? And I was like,
oh, no.
I don't know what to say. And they both just looked at each other. And I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my whole entire life.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of rooting for them to get together. No offense.
Yeah, no, like, but it's like a perfect villain origin story. Like they get together like to ruin my life, and they're just like really sexy while they do it. And I'm just like, okay, like I see that, I receive that, and like I support that.
Oh my gosh, that's giving me sweats. I'm getting cold sweats just thinking about that. I don't even know what I would do.
Sipped my drink. I was like, let me chug this real quick because. Yeah, it was rough. And at the time, I was afraid of causing a scene, too, because I used a fake ID to get into this place, because I was 20 at the time. So I was, like, afraid of causing a kerfuffle and, like, them asking questions.
Shoot. That, you really came with a story.
When I tell you, like, embarrassing, like, bad things happen to me, like, a lot of the time, like, I find them funny. That, like, I look back on that, and I think that's hilarious, like...
That's funny, and you have to be able to laugh it off. That's why I tell these stories, and my listeners send in embarrassing stories. It's like, what's the point of going through all that trauma if you can't, like, relive
it
and think it's hilarious?
Yeah. I love that. I love it so much. Oh, Lord.
Well, I don't want you to go, but let's get to some crucial questions before I do let you go. Okay, you said you're doing an album. What type of sound could we expect from you on this album?
I think that, so, Flowers and Sugar Daddy and Spaceship is another one I've released, Better Than Your Ex. They're all going to be on the album. So there's already definitely some songs that are going to be on there that you've heard before, but I think it kind of stays in a pop R&B world. But it kind of spans from like, there's one really pop song and then Spaceship is super R&B and then there's a lot in between there. So I think staying in that pop R&B, Flowers is a really good example of a type of vibe you're going to hear from the other three songs. So...
Yay. Okay, well, I'm excited. I do have to compliment you. You're an amazing pop singer, but you're also like an insane technical singer, and I love that, and you always incorporate both into your music. If you guys go listen to his music, you'll hear like it's a pop song, it's a record, it's an R&B record, like it's a hit, but you also hear like just technique and control like beyond what other people are doing. So I'm so excited for your album, and I'm excited that you exclusively just told me.
Yes.
You guys, if you're listening, go stream Noah's songs. He lives up to all the hype that I'm giving. I'm not just being complimentary. Like, you seriously live up to the hype. And I do have to compliment you on one other thing. Throughout this whole interview, you have mentioned the people you work with a lot. And that is such a testament to your character is for those of you listening, when you hear a musician like really hyping up the people that they work with, it just says so much about you. You know, this is a collaborative effort and you love the people that you're around and you're giving out positive vibes to the people who are working on this with you. And I love that. As a songwriter, I live for that. I love your energy. I love your vibe. And I'm just so excited to see what you're going to do next.
Thank you so much. Yes, and anyone who did work on the record with me, who's watching this, who happens to watch this, thank you. I love you. You're iconic. Couldn't have done it without you. Mwah.
Yes. Well, Noah, I hate to say goodbye because I feel like you brought such a necessary energy to this episode. But with that, we must say farewell. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Where can everybody find you?
I am at NoahDavis50 on Instagram and Twitter, and just Noah Davis on TikTok. And thank you so much for having me. This was so fun. Goodbye for now, but I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Yes, I'll see you on all the apps. You're viral at all times. So I'll see your face again here soon, probably
thank
right when
you,
I get
babe.
Off.
Thank you so
bye.
Much.
Thank you so much
it.
For coming on.
Bye, babe. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Laundry Day. We didn't do a dirty laundry segment this week, but if you want to check it out, last week's entire episode was a dirty laundry segment about Brian Laundry and Gabby Petito. So if you want to go check that out and listen to that, you can go on over there. Don't forget to leave a review. I love to read your reviews here on the podcast. And I will see you all next week. Drop a comment below about something you want me to talk about in upcoming episodes. Say one nice thing to one other person and make the world a better place. I love you. Bye.